Drum roll, please. This is Thursday morning, August the 11th of 2022. How are all of you doing out there this morning? Believe it or not, 222 days have rolled past already in this year, and we're looking at 143 days left until December 31st, and then we'll be looking at 2023. So put on your seatbelts. It's been a rocky road, hasn't it? But hopefully, you know, we can glide through another year with God's grace and mercy. Welcome once again to A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims, and I am on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh107. Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device, cell phones, iPhones, laptops, or computers, or Chromebooks, anything that have apps on it. You can find them in your Play Store. And the name of the app is TuneIn. Once you find that app, you search WWGH, and that app will stay on your phone. Or you can call in during a live broadcast if you want to ask any questions or make any comments, but unfortunately, you will not be able to do that today because I have a guest that will be calling in. So that when they do that, the phone lines are... they'll ring busy and you won't be able to get through. But the second hour from 11:15 until 12 noon, you will be able to call in. If you need to write down this number, please do. 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944. And I had this big open presentation, and maybe you didn't hear it, but welcome August the 11th. 2022. 222 days gone. 143 days left. Still time to do things that you didn't get, that you did not get finished or accomplished. Still time to do that. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street. Location, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Phone number, 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce every third Saturday of every month. This will take place August the 20th at the above mentioned location. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. If you have need of free produce, please mark your calendars for August the 20th. If you know of others who are in need of free produce, please share this information with them. We also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. The location is LaRue, Ohio. Their phone there is 740-262-0939. I did get one announcement for Popcorn Festival. It will be September the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th here in Marion, Ohio. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and they have a great rundown of entertainment that will be taking place. My apologies, I do not have that lineup, but you can get that online. Also, August the 13th, Tunes at Paradise. These are Saturdays in August. The first performance, August the 13th at 5 p.m., La Costa Mays Trio. They will be performing light rock, rhythm and blues, 70s hits. Okay, we're looking at August the 20th at 4 p.m. Marion Area Strings, George Schramm, conductor. And last but not least, August the 27th at 5 p.m., The Bones of Cincinnatus. Trombones from Cincinnati playing classics, to rock. This is located at 1536 Whetstone River Road, North Caledonia, Ohio, 43314, and terradice.org, if you need to look that up on the web, terradice.org. I'm like, Caledonia is on the map for entertainment. Would you have ever guessed that? I would not have. But mark your calendars for those events. There has been a lot of people coming out during this year. It seems to be a free year for us, coming out of COVID. And even though COVID's not gone, it's still around. But people are coming out feeling more free about enjoying themselves and activities. And it just feels good to be able to go out and be around people, you know. Even though you might get COVID, I went on my trip in late May and came back with it. Even though I had vaccinated, but I guess it could have been worse. Would not have wanted it to, but I just thank God I came through that, you know. But I know many people are still getting it. So just, you know, follow your own mind. Keep up your regimen if you're washing your hands and, you know, stay in your distance. But it's kind of hard, especially in the summer. But I wish everyone well and good health. I like to start my show off with a thought for today. That thought is titled, Thinking Too Much. How many of you fall in that category? I know I'm one. Maybe the biggest one. So I will take this personally for myself. Thinking too much. The biggest disease of the mind is overthinking, especially too much thinking about others, what they did, what they should do, what they should have done, what they said, what you wish they had said, why they spoke at all. All of these rob the mind of its inherent serenity. Does your mind race like that sometimes? I know mine do. And what should I have said? Maybe I should have replied this way, you know. Or maybe I should have replied that way. Or maybe I shouldn't have said anything at all. And I don't know if that's intentional or analytical. You know, a lot of people just analyze until they just analyze it to exhaustion, you know. And I've even done that before, you know. So I guess what it's saying is, let some things be, you know, let some things pass and don't try to internalize everything or try to make sense of everything that people say. But some things you need to make sense of, you know, some things you can let pass. Thinking too much is like eating too much. The heaviness makes it impossible to remain light. And that's true because you do feel exhausted. When you get done, now it's time to take a nap or get a refresh your cup of coffee or your tea or maybe it's just time to take a walk. And walking is good. It's very good. Then you can just talk to God about it, right? And we want to remain light and we want to remain flexible. We get stuck on little things, and gradually the little things become huge things, which we cannot shake off. Oh, isn't that a burden bear to be on your shoulders, and you just can't get rid of it because you can't make sense of it, or you don't know why people dress you the way that they do, or even look at you the way that they look at you. So, we try to internalize and make sense of everything that comes our way. And maybe that's a good thing, you know, because we don't always want to look at things negative. We want to look at things positive. Or maybe somebody is saying this, maybe it was hurtful, but maybe I can use that for my good. You know, some people will say things to you after building you up. I was talking about this last week. They can build you up and then let you down, like, really, make you this beautiful flower, but then they'll say something to really bring you down, and like your flower petals just close up, you know, and shrink. And we don't want to be that type of people, whether you're talking to someone or they're talking to you. It doesn't matter who's doing the talking. Just make sure that you consider other people about what you're saying, why you're saying it, you know. And I'm not going to say these things are not intentional, because they are. I think a lot of times we think about everything before we say it, and sometimes we just say it anyway. And, you know, sometimes you can be in the heat of the moment and just scream things out or shout things out at people without thought. But even, is that possible to do that? I guess it is possible. I think I've done that. I can't even remember how many times, but I just think it's so important to take a moment to pause and to think, you know, before you speak and before you even internalize things that come your way. And say, you know, it doesn't matter what a person say about you, it's about what you answer to. You know, they can say great things about you, and you may be that, you know, and you can courteously say, well, thank you, I appreciate that, you know, and I think, you know, you're doing good, I think you're great, I like your style, you know. We can return the compliments, you know. A lot of times we don't return the negative things, you know, like, why don't you, I don't like the way you wear your hair, I don't think that compliments you. Well, why don't you try another style? And you look in the mirror and you say, well, I like my style, I've been wearing my hair like this a long time, so should I consider changing it? Or, and sometimes we do as women, we'll look through the magazines or whatever and watch the models and see how they're wearing their hair, or we go to our certain age groups and see what becomes women of our age, and we might change it, you know, or we might leave it the same. We might even just change our makeup. And sometimes even our attitude can change our outer appearance. Our attitude can change our outer appearance. I'm like, wow, where did that come from? Ah, thank you, Lord, for that nugget. It's how you feel on the inside, how you look on the outside, and how you feel on the inside is how you internalize things that come to you from the outside, from other people. How do you feel about yourself? Do you feel good about yourself? Do you feel that you're lacking in certain areas of your life and you just can't seem to get it together? I think you are the most important person in the world. Take care of you, because no one else will, no one else can make you happy or even make you feel good about yourself. But whatever it takes for you to feel good about yourself, do that. Whatever it takes to change whatever you want changed in you, you do that, because no one else can even change you or make you want to change. That internal feeling and self-examination is so important. You know, I don't always want to feel like I'm less on the totem pole and I'm always down and I always feel bad and no one understands where I am. But I've been down. I don't like being down. I like being up. I like feeling good. You know, I like being able to say, oh, you know, maybe that did sting what was said to me and whatever, you know, I don't know what their intentions was, but I have to dismiss some things in my life. I'm at that point where there are just some things I dismiss, because I can't be burdened with everything and every thought and every whim and every doctrine and just don't know where I am. Often when we think too much, we fantasize and overreact. Thus, we create negative feelings within ourselves, you know, and it makes you feel bad, and we don't want to feel bad. The sun is shining, and a lot of times, you know, the days are dark, and there is no sunlight, and everybody kind of feels a certain type of way when it's gloomy outside, you know, and you look outside and say, well, where's the sun at today? But when that sun peeks through those clouds, boy, everybody's countenance rises up and there's a smile on our faces, you know. That's how important the sun is. Not just the actual sun outside, but the Son of God. And having a personal relationship with Him, that's how important He is. And if we would concentrate more on greeting Him in the morning and saying hello and having quiet time, you know, we would feel a whole lot better about ourselves, because he knows us better than anyone else, and he knows exactly where to meet us at in our time of need. Today I will be having Marie Harrington on my show. She will be calling in, so you won't be able to respond by calling in because the airways will be blocked. I'm sorry about that, but you can call in the second hour from 11:15 until 12 noon. She's not physically able to do steps, but you know, she's been a guest of mine for many years now, and hopefully you will enjoy her. She has a lot to share always. She should be calling in at any moment, and we will turn our attention to her. But that thinking too much, and we can think too much and say, well, okay, am I thinking too much? Yes. Am I not thinking enough? Maybe. But we have to find a balance between the two. And that's what we're looking for in our life, balance. Right? Balance. And there is a scripture that's, look unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, creator of heaven and earth. Yes, so that's what we'll do. We'll look to him and we'll ask him and we will talk to him about different things, and we will know how to relate, respond, or not to at all. Well, until she calls in, we're just going to keep on rolling, okay? Let me see, what else do I have for you? I can do thoughts for the day for a long time. Alrighty, let me see here. I don't want to do one too long. I did that one yesterday. To be enthusiastic is to be free. I guess I could do that again. A caged bird has the ability to fly, but is unable to spread its wings and soar. I need to remind myself that being enthusiastic in all situations is like being a free bird, reaching great heights. When I experience this inner freedom and appreciate the joy it brings, I will be able to sustain it, even when things go wrong. Here is Marie Harrington. Good morning, Marie. How are you?
Good morning. Boy, you're hard to hear from me this morning. Can you get your end any louder?
I'm trying. What about now?
Let me take myself off my speaker. I didn't want to hold this to my ear all day. Try talking to me now.
So how are you doing today?
No, you're still, sound like you're 50 miles away.
What about now?
Uh-uh, you're whispering.
Really? Well, I got the button all the way up, so.
Well, we'll just have to do the best we can, I guess.
Yeah.
Are we already on? Are you hearing me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Are you there?
I am there. I am here.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I thought I was going to get away with using my speaker, but I guess I won't. Are we on this morning?
We are on the air, loud and clear. So
how about time I know the truth when it happens. Last time I was just talking away thinking we were having ourselves a fun conversation waiting.
No.
Well, everybody got an earful. Well, I'm going to give them an earful today. How's that sound?
Right. Great. So how
I told you, I was joking, but I wasn't joking. It's breakfast time with Marie.
Okay, great.
At this time of day, by the time I get the dog up, the dog potty, the dog fed, I'm lucky if I've gotten a cup of coffee in. And today I had to go get up and start moving all that early because I had to go give blood, not give, but get, take out, not put in, a blood test, a standard blood test. And those are always fun. I love it because I get to see Leona, who's one of my favorite people. And she works at my doctor's office. And you know, they've got a terrific ministry going on Monday nights downtown. And I think it's the old Marion Star building. It's the one under the bridge, like.
Right.
And they have a bit of a clinic going and things to help people, and they also have people to pray with you there. Eventually, I'm going to get on our prayer team. I just haven't been able to yet. So, yeah, I was chatting with her about that. And I guess Pastor Rowe went and checked it all out, too. So that's exciting. Maybe he'll get in on that. Excuse me, people. I'm only getting my first cup of coffee in. I'm on the phone with people. I shouldn't be doing this. But you know what? These fancy people on Channel 4 and everything watching on the TV stuff, the news people, they sit there and they sip their coffee and they don't think nothing of it. So guess what? I'm just as famous as they are in the eyes of Jesus. I'm going to have me some sips of coffee.
Why not?
Uh-huh. So anyway, life is real.
Yes, it is.
Life is very real. Life ain't easy.
No.
It gets harder all the time. I really want to make people laugh today if I can, as much as I can, because we need it so much.
Yes.
But I don't know, I'm having a hard time finding things to laugh at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can laugh at our government, which is sad. And I don't want to get into politics, but on the other hand, I can't believe the things they're pulling right now. And they think that everything's okay because they're the ones doing it. And all I can say is shame on them.
It goes both ways.
I can't hear my response.
Yeah.
Repeat, please.
It goes both ways.
It does go both ways, but this has been a doozy the last couple of things going on. So, anyway, that's not a fun subject, so I'm not going to go to that. Health isn't a fun subject either, until you can turn around and look at it and laugh at parts of it, you know?
Right, but it's necessary that we try to stay in good health and you know, good state of mind.
Yeah, the state of mind is easily altered.
Yes.
And that's the problem. Our states of mind so easily get altered. Everything that we see, they call it your eye gates. You hear through your ear gates. You process through your heart. It all affects the way you think, the way you walk, the things you do. And yet, when you're walking in faith and you still have to face so many terrible things, either in your body or families, it's hard to grasp, it's hard to walk with, it's hard to understand. And I know there have got to be a lot of people out there that want to say, you know what, I just want to scream. I just want to scream bloody murder. And I say, go to a room, close your doors, and scream. Get the pressure out, get the pain out, get the suffering out. And then let God come in with his salve and begin to help take care of it. It amazes me. It seems like for some people, the closer they get to Jesus, the more angry the enemy gets. And the more angry the enemy gets, the greater your chances are of being attacked by him. Don't ever think the devil ain't real. Don't ever think the devil ain't real.
That's true.
I don't want to preach, Linda, so I need some talking back here, or I'll end up sounding like I'm preaching.
Well, like we talked earlier, you know, a lot of people are going through a lot of things, especially mentally and physically, you know. This is a day and time that we live in where there is a lot of pressure in both areas. And we try to take on too much. Like you said, well, I'm not going to go into politics. And we really don't need to, because politics is something that we can't change. We can alter who's in control. Like, we go vote, you know, cast our votes and say who we want to be in charge. And, you know, once they're in there, they have to...
You're stuck with what you put in.
Yes, yes, yes. And they have to answer to other people, not just themselves, you know. So I haven't really even watched it maybe a couple of times this whole entire year. Well, 2 years, because it's just been too much. I've dealt with a lot of things. I was opened up the show and I shared that I did have COVID earlier this year, and it's still around, and you know, and I had that ear infection which had me dizzy. That was something, you know.
I thought that was just consistent.
You did?
Yeah, I thought she was just one of those dizzy broads.
I can be. I sure can be. I'm not going to deny that at all.
Okay, people, that was a funny.
Yeah, that was a funny. Yes, okay. Absolutely, it was. And, you know, it was sort of like I was chasing myself in my mind, you know, because I felt like I was going around in circles. It was.
I call that my fiber fog.
Yeah. Yeah. That was an experience. It really was. And things that we've gone through in our life. I mean, you lost your husband. You kind of lost your ministry, the prison ministry that you and he both, you know, were a part of out at...
Right, and we cherished it.
Yeah.
We cherished it.
Out at MCI, and that was before he passed and COVID came in. So, the loss sometimes that we suffer, we find ourselves struggling to replace it somehow. Because we can't replace it the same.
Right.
It has to be replaced differently, but still fulfilling. And then we have to deal with our health and being able to mobilize ourselves and get around like we need to, you know. So, and I tell my kids, I say, you know, age is not nice. The older you get, take care of your bodies now. Please
yes.
do.
Well, you know, I thought I was.
Yeah, me too.
And I really have, in comparison to many, even though I don't might not look it. But, you know, I mean, compared to where I was, I'm much better than I would have been if I'd have left myself where I was.
Oh, yeah.
That makes no sense, but to put it bluntly, I was up to 386 pounds at one time in my life until I had bariatric treatment, and I lost... half of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I lost half of myself. So even though I'm still heavy set, and people might look at me and think, God, she's chubby or whatever, it's like, and yeah, my legs are fatter than the rest of me, you know, but that's the way that happens with that surgery. You can usually tell who's had it. And it has some side effects to it, but the biggest side effect it had was saving my life.
Okay.
Not everybody gets that same thing. So, but I was blessed. For me, I didn't have major issues afterwards.
Right.
Other than when I had to have plastic surgery, and then I had 5 different hernias they had to repair. So I've had my share. But the tough part, or the different part, is in the past, when I was going through these things, I wasn't alone.
Right.
I had my husband with me. So there was always somebody there that I could turn to, and if I needed to just curl up and cry, which I've been doing a lot lately, he was there. Now, I told you I was going to cry today.
That's okay.
Now, to feel someone hug.
Right.
Or touch that has true care in it.
Right.
Is the biggest gift I can receive on any day.
on any day, because I happen to be a touchy-feely person.
Right.
I'm an emotionally all-out kind of person. That's who God made me to be, and I will never apologize for who I am.
Right.
I know I've been told by a couple of people who were training me for ministry, and they said, you can't be... I have a dog in my lap. I took my socks off because I was getting warm, and she's trying to pull my socks out of my hand. I don't want her up here, but I have no choice. She's too small. She just jumps up. And so whenever I have something that, you know, really shakes me up, that's why even at church, sometimes I feel like I got to get out of there because I don't want to whine to everybody. I don't want to cry to everybody. And yet they're okay. They care. You care. Vicky cares. Bro cares. Begone cares. It's just that you can't stick it on everybody all the time. But everybody needs somebody to know that they care.
Right.
And I know that there are people out there, my heart breaks for this, who have nobody to.
Right.
And going to the, I don't even know if the senior center's open. I haven't joined it yet. I had talked about it. But every time I started to go, COVID hit. They either shut down or they had to start masking.
Mm-hmm.
And then not long ago, we restarted, Mother Cook and I restarted the senior, seniors having a Bible study at the apartment complex she lives in. We didn't get through four studies, and people started getting COVID again. You know, I'm sorry, but everybody hears that word, and they all really get frightened. I mean, I know I'm talking to some older people here, and they all have to watch their health, and they have to be healthy. I know that. But when are we going to quit being afraid? When are we going to start walking with the Holy Spirit and the blood of Jesus over us? I don't know. I guess I was very, I know I was very fortunate. My daughter was not. For COVID, for me, was like a flu.
Mm-hmm.
It was like after I took the flu shot, man. Body pain, slightly high fever. You know, I medicated. I stayed in the house. I slept. Oh, man, did I sleep. And I would say I still have an after effect of needing more sleep than I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to anything past that, I was fortunate. My youngest sister, who had health issues from the start, from when she was in Saudi with her husband, ended up with sand in her lungs, which she has an unusual pneumonia, only one in so many million get it. My kid sister gets it. So COVID reactivated that.
Oh.
And caused a different kind of a pneumonia in her. So she had to fight that, which she got through just fine. Her and Jesus. I got a young sister. She's 10 years my junior, which makes her 61. She had to bury her daughter at age 34.
Oh, my.
She had celiac and something else, and the doctors misdiagnosed it for years, and she ended up with lung cancer.
Mm.
And my sister was there when she got sick. She came back from Saudi to take care of her. And she was with her at the time that she lost her. And, I mean, it's an amazing story, the way it really went down. And she did her own daughter's funeral.
Did she?
I was set to speak for Tiffany for the funeral. And Kathy said, no, I have to do it. And she stood there and she spoke of her daughter with such pride and love. And then they took her ashes and she and her son went to the Pacific, where in California, where Tiffany used to work for Clear Channel. She used to run all of the big football Super Bowl games, middle, what do I want to call that, halftimes?
Yeah.
with all the stars.
Right.
Yeah, she used to orchestrate all of that, set that all up. She was in charge of all of that.
Choreographer.
Yeah, no, not a choreographer. More management type thing. Here, we need this, here, that, there, coordinator.
Right, coordinator.
I guess, I don't know.
That'll
but anyway, we don't have her anymore. And
that's sad.
Yeah, and so Kathy has one son that's still alive, and he and his family live in the Florida area, and he is an amazing, amazing young man. I'm not going to talk about everything with him because he's now in law enforcement, so I'm not going to put anything else out about him. But he is amazing, and he cares. Here's the big hint. He cares for children and refuses to see children molested or harmed.
That's
and
a big...
so he is a very active young man in that field. We are also very, very proud of him. And, you know, and he's, he also has been in the, a corrections officer when he was younger for a short period.
Okay.
And he just worked himself from there to there to there to there to there till he always wanted to be a forensic
mm-hmm.
investigator.
Forensic files.
And, but anyway,
that's
that is good. And he watches over that family, and she's got two beautiful grandchildren.
And being a correction officer is not really what you consider a gravy job. And you being in the ministry behind the bars, I know you can testify to that yourself. It's not really a place that a lot of people want to be or can be. Everyone is not fit for that type of job. You agree with that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely.
For me, I got into it simplistically. My husband, being a corrections officer, when he went for his graduation the first time, NCCI used to be a training camp in the very beginning. And so first time I went there for the graduation of all these guys, and when I went in and I heard that gate close behind me,
mm-hmm.
it was a bit of a startle.
Yeah.
But then... I don't know. I had him there. I was walking. Didn't bother me none at all. And then as the time progressed, just like the corrections officer themselves, I got used to going in. I'd run in his lunch or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then and I would go with him and walk the hall. If we had something we had to go pick up or if I had to go get an ID or whatever the case would be. But now because I'm not an officer, I have to have someone walk me. I have to have an escort. And that's just not something I have available to me now that would work so that I could go back into the prisons. The pastors used to have enough time to come and sit with you if the escort was not available. But I'll be honest, the pastor that I worked under while I was there, he would say, oh, you've got this, and he'd walk out of the room. He says, you need me, call me. You know, and I'd be sitting there with 60, 70 inmates, sometimes only 35, but, I mean, my numbers climb, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of experiences you get there, too. But I have to say, people don't realize, you know, there was so much complaint about the corrections officers during the time that COVID was going on and everything. I hope people realize those guys were constantly open to sickness. They've lost so many people between the sickness and the heaviness of this job
mm-hmm.
that they're shorthanded, so they're still hiring. They're hiring in every which way you could think.
Mm. I believe that.
And it's just a very difficult time. Everywhere, just like we're shortages at gas stations and fast food restaurants and sit-down restaurants. Nobody wants to work. Or maybe they all can't.
Well, you know, some people work at home. They have their own businesses. I mean, a lot of things changed really drastically during COVID, you know. A lot of people have their own businesses. It's not that they're not working. I think it's like 90-something percent people have jobs. And we look at the, I guess it's, we look at the little number and make big of it. But they say it has to be between 80 and 90% people working. Things have just changed so much. And then you have people now in these motorized businesses, you know, food trucks and stuff. So things have drastically changed. We're looking at a new America. What do you think about food trucks and stuff?
What do I think about them?
Yeah.
I don't think that they can be watched over like a restaurant can.
No, a little different, I guess. They don't have to pay rent.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that I don't think there's anything wrong with them. If they make good food, if after I buy it and eat it, I don't get sick, because what do I do if I do? Nothing. I don't even know where they're going to be. But it's like if you went to a carny, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's where the food trucks came in to start with.
Okay. You know, I didn't even look at it that way, but you're right.
You know? So, I don't feel there's, I think it's wonderful that people can be entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I have thought about it myself in my past. I used to be excellent at baking, although now after I broke my hands, I haven't baked in years. But I used to have a real knack for, you know, doing beautiful cakes and delicious cakes. And I didn't make an awful lot of money because people and Marion didn't want to pay for what I was putting into them. And so I was getting pennies on the dollar for the work I was putting in. So I was doing it out of love more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing it as a cottage business out of my home.
Right.
But now, even now, if I was doing that, I'd have to have the health department in. I'd have to put in all kinds of equipment. I have to do this. I have to do that like I was a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your food truck's already set up accordingly. And if they're not, then they're not going to be out on the road very long. So, but I've worked food industry on and off for probably about 8 to 10 years, either with helping or doing. And when I was a girl with my mother, I used to help cater, but it was all stuff for the churches, you know. We used to cater and bake and the like. But it's, you know, there's things you can do, but people have to have money in their pockets to come and buy what you're selling.
Yeah.
Even yard sales right now. And these sites that we used to use to try to sell excessive things and things we had of value,
mm-hmm,
that we didn't want anymore or we needed to get rid of for financial purposes.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't buying.
Hmm.
They're saving their money. They're scared. And we need to be scared. I think we actually need to put up some of the food from the Patriots, you know, the dry foods that we can mix. I have, I think, one box of 30-day supply for families. For this one old lady, it one bag would last me several weeks. But, you know, you need something that'll clear your water if everything goes wrong with the grid and our water is no longer being treated.
Right.
You know. The fact of the matter is, we're in a time that I hoped I would never be in, where we would be classified as the remnant of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that we know Christ, we know his power, we know his might, and we have to be ready to declare it and know that no matter what we're seeing, he is greater than what we see.
Yes.
And keep our eyes on him. I went to a tent meeting for a week. I think it's been a week ago, wasn't it? Maybe a little, because I know I had missed church 2 Sundays, one when I went first and when I got back. And had a wonderful teachers each night, wonderful praise and worship each night. And it was, and everybody who spoke, and they were not given a title. It's just their regular annual tent meeting for Redemption Church in Troy. My kid's sister's church, that's how I got involved with this. And Pastor Todd, I don't know his last name, but Todd is her pastor, and he speaks each night, and he can sing up a storm, and they've got a wonderful praise band of their own. And then we had a lot of different big names, of which one was Eddie James, and his young group was on Wednesday. And we had a lot of prophets and prophetesses. And the amazing part was every one of them brought a word of knowing your power and your strength in Jesus, knowing that he's not going to let you be without, and understanding that this is the beginning of the end times, and therefore you are part of the remnant of the church.
We are out of time, Marie, and I will give you a call after the show, but thank you for your time, and maybe we can do the next hour also, okay? So.
Okay, let me know.
I will. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. And we'll be on next hour. We'll have Marie Harrington again.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention. With conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spear.